Those of you who've been asking about Slave Matt, wondering what his latest adventure, his latest excursion, his latest fantasy, odyssey, reality has been, surfaced recently. I received an email that he'd been away on business, and he had other personal things going on, which I'll spare you the details because they do not involve you. They involve him and me more than anyone else. Alright, so anyway, he's back. He has returned, and he posted an ad on Craigslist. Our very last training session, which was, I don't know, a month or more ago, we had discussed different scenarios of what he would put in the ads he was going to post because he was looking to serve, and we do some distance training, so I give him suggestions, and he goes and fulfills them to amuse his mistress, Mandy. He did put an ad out there, and it's posted. Now, in this blog post, number one, in this blog post, if you need probably to start at the bottom and work your way up to the top, so I'm going to do the same thing, and I will go over what transpired during the correspondence between Slave Matt and a dominant who we will call Master Michael. He wrote to this guy, and originally his ad said that he was a professional married bi submissive looking in the Detroit area to serve a master on a regular basis, submitting to domains and experience serving men. I am very obedient and open-minded. He will host, and so forth and so on. It's the bottom post on the page. Apparently, he had written back, and then Slave Matt wrote again, "Sir, thank you for the reply. A little bit more about how I came to seek a master." So I'm going to read you what he wrote. "I am married, but have zero sex. My wife takes other men as lovers." And again, those of you following along with this, you can go on my website. I'm going to post the link here for the page that has Slave Matt's scenarios, different sessions we've done, different things that I found interesting that I wrote about. And you can click on that and read more about Slave Matt, who was originally just a cuckold husband, but now he is a submissive-seeking cock. "I have trained Slave Matt to love cock and to look for the cock. Although he's calling himself bi now, he wasn't bi when we started. I'm not so sure he's bi. We are in search of the cock." I don't know if that makes someone bi. He's not attracted to men, so I don't see how he becomes bi, but whatever. Okay, so his wife has other lovers. He says that she finds those more attractive and more well-endowed because he is below average. "I have a long-distance mistress," that would be me, "whom I've been talking to for many years, and she has convinced me that my position is beneath superior men and that my role is to serve them as they see fit." It's not so much that I've convinced him. There is nothing else. I mean, he can satisfy a woman. So I think he sort of came to this conclusion through his own superior intelligence. "I have accepted this and have promised her I would find someone. She will not be involved, but she will, like telephone updates from me from time to time regarding your specific questions. Face pictures are attached. I have experience with oral servitude, but am a virgin anally." Now, this is not really true because he was with someone that took him that way. But, of course, he's a virgin again. He's just like a girl. You know, girls are virgins three or four times before they finally stop saying they're virgin. I guess that's true with guys, too. So if this is part of your desire, I'm willing to submit in this manner as long as you understand it may be very difficult to start. My only real limits are, and I am going to delete this because, who needs this? Okay, this is off here. Unnecessary information. Is there anything you want to know? So forth and so on. He answers him, calling him boy. "I think we would be good for each other. I'm looking for a slave to serve me sexually, suck my cock, face fuck it, face fuck its ass." yes, you will learn to enjoy it. And he goes on here, telling him that he wants to call my slave Matt a shithead, and he signs it Master Michael. Slave Matt responds, Michael responds, and then ultimately Slave Matt writes to me, Mistress Mandy Hopewell as well. I have found someone willing to take me on a regular basis. I started at the bottom of the stream, which is what I told you before, read below. And please let me know if there's anything specific, I'm fast-forwarding here, you want me to say to this person, Master Michael, prior to our meeting, if you have any suggestions. Okay, I have lots to say about this, and I'm sure all you know. Let me know that I have lots to say on everything. Okay, Slave Matt. This is what I wrote to Slave Matt. Slave Matt, since I own you and control you, tell this shithead not to call you a shithead. Your name is Slave Matt. That's the first thing. If I allow you, meaning Slave Matt, to see him, that shithead Master Michael, tell him I require you to have a serious face fucking, and you may lick his ass if I enjoy your detailed description of this encounter. I might also allow it to have its ass fucked, but I hadn't decided that yet. Tell him he does not own you, but I might allow some sharing of my property. Meanwhile, and I talk about, I will blog about this, whatever. So, this is the exchange that went on, and apparently these posts on the internet take on a life of themselves, you know, back and forth, and then nothing ever happens. So nothing did happen here. Nothing did happen here. But that night, Slave Matt had several people lined up to see him, and a fellow showed up at his house. And that's a whole interesting scenario. It wasn't his house, but it is hotel room, excuse me. That was an interesting scenario that went on between him and the guy that showed up for Slave Matt to suck his cock. So, cocksuckers out there, want to know more about my Slave Matt? Well, you know, you can always call me up and I can discuss it with you. You can read on my website. Here, I'm going to post a link right now as I am talking into this audio, more about Slave Matt. Click here. Okay, guys, so you can click here and read about it. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Mistress Mandy. I own and control Slave Matt. I am going to use him more. There's plenty more about this session that he had that I can talk about. And if Slave Matt is lucky, and if you sluts out there are lucky, I will do so. Meanwhile, I am here tonight, and I am ready to train sluts and slaves and masturbators and chronic masturbators and sissies at 1-877-732-6360. You know you're addicted to Mistress Mandy, and you need to call me. I am going to own and control you. You will be addicted to me. Talk to you soon at 1-877-732-6360 Eastern Standard Time. Mwah! Bye, you sluts out there. I'm gonna use you.